Proclamation number 8358 of 19th of December, 1962. Limitation of God's effect of love. You cannot grasp how great my love for you is. For you can only grasp limited things. Yet my love is unlimited. It never ends and fills everything that exists, be it spiritual or earthly creations. It sustains everything that exists, and it will eternally not turn away from my living creations even if they voluntarily distance themselves from me, for they are products of my love which are indissolubly united with me. They are strength of love once emanated by me. Thus my fundamental substance is always and forever in the beings I have created. I myself am in all works of creation. I am in the smallest grain of sand as well as in the entire universe, for nothing could exist if it were not permeated by my strength of love, for every work of creation is precisely this strength of love. Thus your whole being must also shelter me myself within itself, even if it is not perfect, i.e., has voluntarily turned itself into the opposite. But it is imperishable because it is love power from me. Yet just as the sun emits no light when it is densely covered by clouds, my ray of love cannot shine through dense coverings which the wrongly directed will has allowed to come into being. And the being's free will first has to dissolve these covers again before my ray of love can penetrate, and the being also feels my love as beatitude. You can therefore certainly say that I am in you, because otherwise you would not be, for everything that exists is strength from me. And I myself am the source of strength, I myself am the strength and the light. And thus you will understand that the being's imperfection also hinders my working of love, that as long as a person's soul, the once fallen being, limits my working of love through its imperfection, there cannot be complete harmony in him. Thus the human being must first enter the state of perfection, then he will no longer be burdened in any way, for all these burdens are still evidence that he has not yet attained the perfection again which originally made him happy. Only few people, however, already attain this on earth, and therefore people are also more or less burdened with suffering and illnesses of all kinds. However, if they have an unusually high degree of love, then love will dissolve their soul's dross, then my strength of love can take effect and also help the soul to ever higher maturity. But then faith will also be so alive through love that every illness will disappear by virtue of faith, so that I can now also take possession of my house, of the human heart which belongs to me again for eternity. But since my wisdom also plays a part in determining the fate of every individual person, all hardship and suffering often serve to create opportunities for the human being to go deeper and deeper into himself, to establish a bond with me and thus to consciously strive for me and my kingdom. They serve to stimulate the human being to spiritual activity, to conscious vineyard work, in order to again help fellow human beings who are in spiritual need. Just such work requires a degree of maturity which is easier to achieve through suffering, where love and suffering contribute towards the human being reaching this high degree of maturity, which then also guarantees my illumination of love and is expressed in unusual working of the spirit. For my love for you humans is exceedingly great, you who came forth from me as my living creations and should return to me again as my children. And everything that concerns you, whether suffering or joy, is determined in my plan of salvation from eternity, because I know about the will of every individual and will do everything to ensure that it is rightly directed, so that one day it will also bring about the perfection of the being, which is the final goal of everything I let come into being. Amen.